You're listening to a Blue Boy Audio.
Hi. By the nine circles of hell, don't even ask. You know how I've been days without feeding, right? So, Professor Darkland had a brilliant idea of summoning me in a dream of a fucking virgin. Then, guess what happened? I barely touched him, and poof, he preemie creamy, like, instantly. That was so lame that I didn't even know how to react to what just happened. If only he had summoned me into a girl's dream, even though he knows I'm not attracted, just to test me like last week, at least she would have lasted longer than 60 seconds. And I would have fed on some real human essence. No, I even asked Professor Darkland if I could do it again, and he told me that I couldn't because there were still other students to be summoned in today's class. And on top of that, he said that what happened was my fault for approaching him too thirsty. And my next class is only next week. I'm gonna fucking starve. But I swear to you, what he fed me must have been the equivalent of those cereal bars that humans pretend they like to eat to get over hunger, you know? I wonder what I did to make this bastard pick on me so much. I know that I'm far from being a model student, but there are demons who behave much worse than me there. Ew, that's gross. I'd rather believe that he just doesn't like me because he's jealous that I'm hot and in my prime than the possibility that he picks on me because he wanna bang me and I don't give a shit. Ugh. Ugh, stop it. I don't even have anything to vomit for you to try to make me sick by making me imagine him with me. Ugh. You know, when I chose the lust path at this university, I didn't know I had signed up for this shit. If I had known that I would have to deal with a bastard like him every fucking week during this semester, I would have chosen another path, no doubt. Thinking about it now, the warp path sounds so cool. Imagine possessing humans just to wreak havoc in their life and feed off draining their vital energy and the fear of his loved ones having to resort to stuff like an exorcism. Must be dope as fuck. Even the path you choose would be a good for me now. Which one is it again? Yeah, the gluttony path. I mean, you feed from feeding. What the fuck? You're basically obsessors who get humans addicted to any random shit like food, booze, drugs, just to feed on the essence that is released by the pleasure when they practice the addiction. Oh my dev, you're like a parasite. Well, you really don't have to make as much effort as I do to feed myself. The vessel kind of does it all for you at some point. Of course it is. Your feed is fixed, always coming from the same vessel you've cursed, while I, as an incubus, on 99% of the occasions need to find a different human to feed on. It's a hell of a job. Yeah, I'm just jealous that you're well-fed and I'm not. Whatever. And what have you been doing in the meantime? Studying curses? Sounds boring. Unless... Hey, and there is no curse that transfers vital energy from one demon to another in this book at all? What I mean is that maybe you could transfer some of your essence to me somehow. Is there only curses for humans in that shitty book? Really? Give it to me. Let's see. Solidum proclivitas devastatio maledictonis. Liquidum proclivitas devastatio maledictonis. Nope. Venenum proclivit. Fulgur navitas? How the fuck this book has a curse to addict humans to shit like cell phones and social media, even though it is centuries older than the appearance of any of those things? If this is always updating, then why the hell doesn't it have a curse that transfers the essence of one demon to another, huh? Whatever. This book is trash. Okay, I get it. Maybe this book was not the right place to search, but it's not like it had feelings of sadness just because they call it trash. It's not even a real swearing. Get over it. And why do you think I would set foot in a library in the first place if there's internet here in hell? Exactly. I was already looking before my class was over. Yeah, found nothing about it. So, what if we try to create our own curse? Wouldn't you like to be recognized by the Academy for possibly creating a revolutionary curse that would change the existence of demons, like, forever? Okay. I'll be straight to the point. You know how an incubus feeds, right? So, since you're my friend, someone I can trust, and also kinda cute, I was wondering if you could try to do this for me. I don't know if this will work. I've never had sex with another demon, but it doesn't hurt to try. Oh, please, buddy. I'm fucking starving. Oh, fuck this test. You've already studied too much for that. Oh my dev, is this shitty test more important to you than your best friend in hell? Unbelievable. What? No, I didn't say that just for sake of saying it. I do think you're cute. Your jaw, the shape of your horns, the way your eyes shine. But why are you making me say all this if... Really? You're gonna try it for me? Hell yeah! Unholy shit. Thank you so much. I'm gonna give you the best fuck of your entire existence. Well, it doesn't mean just because it's your first as a demon, it will be your last. We're still young. I mean, you're still young. Oh, cut this insecure shit. Just focus on the fun we're about to have. Just focus on me right now. Don't be shy. It's all good. Yeah, grab my butt. It feels good, right? Then let me show you a trick that will make it even better. Oops. My garments are gone. And I think yours should have the same fate. Look at this. The view just got better. Huh? What's up? Feeling kinda dizzy? Oh, holy fuck! I think that's my charm kicking in on you! Shit. Yeah, we incubus acquired charm abilities during the learning path to kind of mind break humans and feed on their essences when summoned, you know? Just like you with your curses. But why did the professors never mention that our charm can affect other demons? Not that I did it on purpose to test you. That didn't even cross my mind. I was just acting as I normally do with humans. But you're feeling led, right? Yeah? So you have nothing to fear, buddy. I mean, why would you fear your hung and hotter than hell incubati on your lap? I'm fucking harmless. The only harm that is gonna be done here is when your fucking cock wreck my tight tail hole. But first, I think I should try this meat. Not least because, as I said before, I'm fucking starving. Ow. Fuck. only I had known demons tasted so good before, I would have found a way to suck you off much earlier. Ow. Maybe a metallic sulfur taste? Kinda ashy. I don't know. What I know is that is a quite distinct taste from that of humans. But I can appreciate. Humans are sweeter. Enough small talk. I don't want to catch myself imagining what an angel's cock would taste like while starving like now. Oh, just fuck my throat so I can make you moan like a hellhound bitch and stop talking nonsense. Oh, come on, do it. Fuck. How can your load feel so icy? Almost as freezing as the everlasting rain that falls in the third circle. I want it all. Every fucking single drop of your load. Fuck. I was such in need of this. What? Where do you think you're going? I'm not done yet. That was just the appetizer. Yeah, look.
You're gonna fuck me like a desperate hellhound who crossed a limbo in its entirety just to rid his hellbitch in heat before Cerberus claim her.
Got it? Whatever, I'm not good at holography. Now get up. We're doing doggy. Oh. hurry. I'm starving. Be a bad boy and dig me down. Fuck. You took my favorite approach right off the bat. I wonder if that's my charm effect. Cause you seem more of the cuddle fucker type. Yeah. I wanna feel every fucking inch of your cock inside me. Yeah. Hell yeah. Fuck. Yeah, grab my fucking tail. Harder. Pull it harder. I'm so fucking sensitive there. Oh fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Hold me by my horns. Yeah, that's it. Force my tail against this fucking tick. Hold him in by then. Fuck. Yeah. Bloody hell. I'm feeling your hand in my D-spot. Fuck. You'd feel so damn bad. You deserved a little treat. Oh, holy fuck. Your tail is so dyed. The way it's squeezing my tail inside you. I've also found your D-spot, huh? Should I press it and make you bust inside me? You know how much I need it, right? Don't be a bad boy and fuck yourself with my tail. Why you fuck me even harder? Yeah, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Rid me. Rid me. I order you to release all your essence inside me. That you do not keep even a drop to yourself. Yeah. Hell yeah. I want it all. And you will give the fuck into me. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Harder. Fuck. Oh fuck. Unholy fuck. My fucking Satan. That was ecstatic. Oh, you look like shit. Wow, it looks like feeding has different outcomes in humans and demons. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was gonna happen. But let's not forget that you agreed to this. So, I'm not that sorry. You looked pretty aggritty while having my tail all for yourself. Giving you some time alone to rest. You deserved it after what you did for me. No, rest, buddy. Later.